Hello, everyone in the wacky world of Facebook and LinkedIn. You are live with myself, Max McGillivray of Beanstalk, and Tim O'Malley of Nationwide Produce. Tim, say hello.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
And the reason why Tim and I are doing this impromptu Beanstalk broadcast is for a pretty significant reason. We did a Brexit broadcast last week, and Tim very kindly was part of that. Tim, if it's okay to use the word, Tim, actually talked about a potential scandal that's happening within the potato sector that, around the subject of Brexit. And Tim, if you haven't seen any of his articles that he's done before, like the Race to the Bottom, and Tim, what was the other article that you did a few years ago that got a lot of traction?
Yeah, I know the one you mean. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, it was good. Suffice to say, it was good.
Anything that Tim does is good. But where Tim is so good in the sector is that he is a very eloquent vocalist at talking about what needs to be talked about. Tim is absolutely on the money at wanting to discuss subjects, the thorny subjects that are happening. And we've got this thorny subject today that Tim brought up in the Brexit broadcast. Tim, over to you. Tell us about the issue that you're currently seeing with potatoes.
So, with the way things stand, our one shining example of an export market that we've developed as a country and developed well is about to cease on the 1st of January. So, as a nation, we import 67% of our fresh fruit and veg, which is about over 5 billion, about 5.5 billion last time I looked, and it's rising. It's only going one way with diminishing returns to growers. I'm afraid our production is moving abroad. We export only about 200-250 million. So we export a fraction of what we import. And in terms of exports, there's one shining success story on our otherwise bleak export landscape, and that is potatoes to, of all places, Ireland. The Irish love our spuds, particularly, not solely, but particularly our Fenland potatoes, Piper, Marquis, which make a very good chip, and the Irish love the chips. And there's no better chip that you will get than from Fenland chipping varieties. So it equates to about 100,000 ton annually to the Republic of Ireland, and about 40,000 ton annually to Northern Ireland, and not insignificant amount. And like I say, it's the one thing as a nation that we do well at exporting, and we've done it well because we've built it up over decades. It's good quality, good consistency year round, and we've actually done some good brand marketing. There's some really good brands out there which command a premium week in, week out from Ireland and Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. So it's our one shining success story, and it's about to go unless we can get it through the EU Commission. The way things stand are potatoes are high priority plants, and therefore they're on this high priority list. And there's been a bit of misconception that all that means is that we have to get a phyto for them to get them into Republic of Ireland. No, that's wrong. There's also a misconception is, well, surely we can still get our potatoes into Northern Ireland because that's part of the UK. No, that's wrong. We have to get something called third country equivalence because potatoes are high priority plants, and it's something that has to be ratified and voted for and go through the EU to get this third country equivalent to get our potatoes into Ireland. And sadly, because the island of Ireland is seen as one epidemiological, he says, trying to get the teeth around that, epidemiological area, because we haven't got a land border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, then Northern Ireland is included in this as well. So put bluntly, we will not, from the 1st of January, as things stand, be able to export our potatoes to Ireland or Northern Ireland. But guess what? Our government has decided that quite some time ago that potatoes are food supply chain critical, which impacts retail and consumers if supply is restricted. And therefore, some time ago, negotiated a deal with the EU to allow them to continue to export their potatoes into the UK. So we're allowed to import potatoes from the EU, but we're not allowed to continue one of our great success stories, our almost only regular export success story, our 140,000 ton a year. As things stand, we're not allowed to export those potatoes to Ireland or Northern Ireland. And it's a scandal to me. And the way it is at the moment is there's been a, we are on the cusp, I'm hoping we're on the cusp. I was told last week that a draft regulation, they've come up with a regulation, it's been drafted, it's ready to go, but it still needs to go through and it still needs to get voted on. And talk about clock ticking, I just feel as though if it doesn't get done before Christmas, it'll possibly not get done. And with everything that's happened over the weekend in the recent days, it scares me that it's slipping down the agenda. And what does scare me is interruption, because we're in the fresh produce market. It's about brands, it's about continuity. And if we get some interruption on this one of our few success stories, then I just think the French and the Belgians and the Dutch are rushing and try and corner that market. And then it'll be difficult potentially for us to get it back. And it also comes at a time when the potato industry is on its knees. Potato industry is really struggling. It got hammered last season with the virus. It's been hammered again. Food service, I don't think people realise how big food service is for potatoes. And, you know, you take that food service market out and it really knocks it for six. So we've got an oversupply of spuds. Spot prices are a fraction of the cost of the growing cost at the moment. So if on top of everything else, if you take 140,000 ton of regular premium business out, that's another kick in the teeth for the potato industry. And we just need to just get it over the line. It's been drafted. We just need to get the EU to vote on it, preferably this week, and get it over the line. So all I'm asking is if you can drop an email to George Eustace, just type in George Eustace contact details. You get his email address. And any political pressure we can put on to get them to just keep it on the agenda and hopefully get it voted on. And also Victoria Prentice, who's DEFRA and responsible for Brexit readiness. Anything we can do just to keep the pressure on, to keep it in the limelight, to keep it on the agenda and get it over the line. I'd appreciate your help.
Tim, well done and congratulations for being the voice, as I intimated before, on such a subject. But you are an MD of a fresh produce business. This shouldn't be your job to do this. We have trade groups surely to do this. What have the trade groups been doing, please, to help in this situation?
Don't get me started on that one. I think we've got, DEFRA should be the body in charge of this. Now, I have to say that I've been speaking to Patrick Hughes at DEFRA, and he's been really good at keeping me informed all the way, I'd have to say. But that is the trade body that meant to represent the industry, and it does so on a mandatory level basis. So we all have to pay a mandatory level to AHD potatoes. And one thing I said to AHDB is, who's lobbying on this? Are you doing any lobbying? And the answer you get back is, as a government body, no, we can't. So the trade body that has to represent our industry, that we pay millions to represent our industry via a mandatory level, cannot lobby on our behalf. And on something as crucial as this, that they are, as a government organisation, they are in the ideal position. So it seems to me the one that's doing the most lobbying is Europatap. And as the name would suggest, a European trade body, believe it or not. That's another subject. But I think there's a bit of a failing in the potato industry in terms of who does the lobbying.
But perhaps then that's a conversation for another day. And there's a lot to be talked about in the new year on that one, especially on the AHDB. If you want to see more details of what Tim is talking about, go to the Nationwide Produce website to have a look at the article that Tim and his great colleague Craig have posted up there. I think all the emails are on there in respect of to the likes of George Eustace. Tim, if we could wave a magic wand, what would you like to see? What would be the best outcome of this?
This draft regulation, and as the word said, it's been drafted. It's ready to go through. It just needs voting on. And it just scares me that with everything going on, it's slipping down the agenda. And if it doesn't get voted on before the end of this week, that it slips off the agenda and just gets pushed back into the new year. And then we have a break. We actually have a break in trade. And anybody who trades in fresh produce, and particularly if it's a good branded product with continuity, knows that that's an anathema. We really don't want that to happen. We really don't want to let the Dutch, Belgians and French in to take that lucrative trade that we've taken decades to develop. So any help you can offer in terms of just pushing the agenda, greatly appreciated.
Tim, well done. So let's all support Tim. Let's all contact George Eustace. Look at the Nationwide Produce website. Tim, great to have you on. Would have been nice to have you on slightly happier circumstances, but with your support and your pressure, let's see what happens.
Cheers, Max. Thank you.
Well done. Keep safe, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.